person, you know, has a mom or a dad come in and say, look, our son or our daughter's really struggling and they're talking about doing some awful things. How do you connect them with services in their community then? Who can help them out right then and right there when, you know, people are crying out?
That was State Representative Greg Harris. He's a Chicago Democrat and chair of a special new Illinois Violence Prevention Task Force, which meets for the first time this morning. Harris spoke with Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The European Parliament's Agriculture Committee today is considering rules that the European Commission worked to achieve for an early and separate agreement with the United States on the yet unresolved agricultural issues being negotiated under the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership Free Trade Agreement. Chief among these are issues involving tariffs, geographical indicators, and sanitary measures. The seaports of the West Coast went from lagging to bustling over the weekend, a process that is expected to accelerate today in the wake of a tentative agreement between employers and dock workers. West Coast seaports handle roughly one-quarter of U.S. international trade, an amount worth about $1 trillion annually. Negotiators reached a deal covering West Coast dock workers on Friday evening. The breakthrough came after 9 months of negotiations that turned bitter in the fall when dock workers and their employers began blaming each other for problems getting imports to consumers and exports overseas. The five-year deal must still be approved by the 13,000-member International Longshore and Warehouse Union's rank and file. They work 29 ports from San Diego to Seattle, and they handle about one-quarter of all international U.S. trade, much of that going to Asia. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 18,048, is down 55 points. The NASDAQ is trading at 4438, unchanged. The S&P 500, 2102, is down 4 1/4 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest this week are expected to be bitterly cold again as yet another couple of surges of cold air move into the region. The weather in general will not be quite as oppressive as it was last week, but we are still in the midst of winter and it's going to still be less than ideal for getting outside and moving around. We do have temperatures this morning across the region that are still fairly nippy across the region. A lot of temperatures near zero, single digit readings and some teens being reported across the lower parts of the Midwest. We do have sub-zero temperatures that were reported in portions of the Midwest this morning, especially in the north half of the region. Not much precipitation out there today, and that's good news. Over the weekend, of course, we saw that storm system across the lower parts of the Midwest, leaving behind a legacy of snow, freezing rain, and flooding rain. And it looks like most of that has gone off to the east and is no longer a threat for any part of the Midwest. Obviously, conditions are much improved this day, although we do have some cloud cover still prevailing in the southernmost fringes of the region. As we go through the day today, we will continue to see somewhat of a recovery take place in the overall weather pattern. We don't get too comfortable with it. We are still expecting to see a trend towards back colder again as we move forward over the next 2 days. The temperatures this afternoon will be limited to the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest. There may even be a few locations in the north that don't get above 10. We'll expect the temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be much more pleasant across the region. Still winter-like, with 20s and 30s common across the majority of the region, but some 40-degree highs may occur across some of the southwestern Corn Belt from Nebraska into western portions of Missouri. That will be the end of the warm weather, though. Perhaps one more day of similar temperatures will occur in the lower parts of the Midwest as we get out into the day on Wednesday. But cold air will already be returning to the upper parts of the Midwest that afternoon. And as we get into the day on Thursday, it'll be very cold across the region again. Single digits and teens expected for afternoon highs for most of the region. We'll also expect the temperatures to be very similar again on Friday of this week, although probably getting rid of some of those single-digit readings, with the exception of some locations in Indiana and Ohio. A recovery will begin to occur after that, and over the coming weekend, we'll look for temperatures getting back into the 20s and 30s for many areas, and perhaps on Sunday, we'll see temperatures getting back above 40 in the lower parts of the region. Our low temperatures at night will certainly be extremely chilly, both tonight and again later this week. Tonight's lows below zero will be mostly Indiana and Ohio and southeastern portions of Michigan. Everybody else will be positive single digits and teens. But we will see a temporary recovery in the temperatures at night. On Wednesday morning, looks like the lows will be mostly positive single digits and teens with some 20s in the far south, but it'll already be dropping well below zero again in the northern parts of the Midwest. And Thursday morning will likely be the coldest for most of us across this region. We'll expect to see the temperatures on that particular morning dropping into the negative single digits and negative teens in most of the northern parts of the Midwest, positive single digits and teens in the lower parts of the region. In the meantime, down in South America, conditions are still a little bit of a worry for some of the production in Brazil, just simply because it's raining fairly often. The next two or three days will be relatively dry or biased, but we will look for an increase in precipitation occurring again as we get into the Thursday through Sunday period coming up, and that wetter bias may still be with us as we go on into next week. And for temperatures in Brazil, it will be mostly seasonable for the next 5 to 7 days. Argentina will continue to be warm with a dry bias in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Time is running out to get your tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's set for March 10th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Our analysts will discuss the day's news, a fresh WASDE report for corn, soybeans, and cash grain, and whatever else you want to talk about. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values. And Chris Hurt will take us through his livestock projections. Cost for the meeting is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Get your tickets by calling 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 535 and three quarters, up 2.5. May, 540 and a half, up 2.25. Soft March wheat, 513, up 2.75. May, 509 and a half, up 2.5. March corn, 385, down a quarter. May, 392 and three quarters, down a quarter. July is exactly where it started the day, $4.50, unchanged. December, 415 and three quarters, down a half. March soybeans, 1003 and three quarters, up 4.5. May, 10.07, up 4.75. July, 10.11, up 4.25. November, 9.84, up 4. March soybean meal, 349.40, up 190. March soybean oil, 31.39, down 9 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. Are you planning on staying inside most of the day today?
As much as I can.
Good, good.
I don't think there's going to be much grain movement today.
No, it's going to be quiet. Not much pricing going on for a producer either. We'll see how that changes as we approach the first of the month. Typically, some money outlay typically happens around that time, so we'll see if the producer's a little more active. But Pretty quiet here to start the week, Dave. Market's kind of subdued a little bit with the outside markets. You know, it seems like when we have these quiet news days, we kind of rely on those outside markets to give us some direction. Crude down again, dollar up, kind of keeping a limit on corn, seeing some, you know, some positive news coming out of the soybean meal market, at least some optimism for some increased demand. So that's helping beans out here a little bit this morning. And then, you know, wheat market up a little higher here this morning with some concerns about the cold temperatures around the Midwest here this morning, Dave.
Yep, demand for foreign-based buyers on livestock and poultry operations in the eastern U.S., where it's also been pretty doggone cold as well.
Right, right.
We're about a week out now from sending those prices for insurance rates on December corn, November beans. As of Friday, they were 416 on the corn and 980 on the soybeans. Doesn't look like, based on what we see today, we're going to be very much further off of those numbers unless something really breaks this week. What do you think the implications are?
Yeah, I think it's going to be continued to be pretty quiet here as the week goes on. Like you said, I don't think we'll change that much. As far as what that means for acres mix here, I don't know if it has a big bearing here as we move forward. I think the weather's still going to play. I think one thing we got to watch here, Dave, as we move forward is we got a lot of field work prior to corn planting that needs to happen since not a lot got done last fall. So we're going to have the weather kind of break our way if we want to continue to see corn acres kind of pick up here as we move forward.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave. Bye.
That's Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, $3.85 down a quarter, July $4.50 unchanged, and December at $4.15¾ is down a half. March soybeans are $10.03 up 3¾, and November is $9.83 up 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.